This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Millions of people will head to the movies this weekend. It's one of the biggest opportunities for blockbusters and movie studios to rake it in, but it's also a time when some people will try to bootleg new movies. With good cameras and audio equipment becoming smaller and more powerful all the time, this is something the film industry is working to stop, and a new company called Pirate Eye is helping by installing a technology that uses lasers and sensors to find camera lenses in the audience and alert the theater. Brian Dunn is Pirate Eye's CEO. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Tell me where Pirate Eye came from. The technology, at least, it didn't really start in the movie theater.
No, its original application was in the military. The technology was adapted from an application to identify sniper scopes or snipers pointed at U.S. troops. And the method was a device underneath a Cobra helicopter that would shoot lasers down an Afghan valley, and if it got a reflection off a sniper scope, it would assume that that was a sniper and take action. And what we did was adapt it. Instead of a rifle pointed at a U.S. military force, we adapted it to find lenses pointed at a screen.
How widespread is the use of this technology at this point?
We're largely in premiere and locations where they screen movies prior to their release. But we have been brought in to locations like Puerto Rico, Manila, India, and certain cities around the U.S. over the past 3-4 years where there's been chronic piracy. We actually did one action in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
The guy showed up at Friday at 11 o'clock for the first show and pulled out his camera, and we captured the evidence, and New York City police arrested him.
In the theater?
That's right.
So this is really real time. Are there practical applications of Pirate Eye beyond this? I mean, can it be used to maybe gauge audience reaction, for instance?
Yeah, we've been testing that. We've been testing demographic analysis, audience reaction.
Where else might this be used? Or as a CEO, what are you sort of looking forward to in using this technology?
Well, I think there's other extensions in the theatrical entertainment market, and that would include information regarding the audience that would make pre-show advertising more relevant. So whether it's, you know, an application on a mobile phone or the digital signage that's in the lobby of the theater, if we're able to pass information to the exhibitor as to what the makeup of that audience is, they're able to kind of customize the promotion and advertising around that particular show.
Brian Dunn is the CEO of Pirate Eye. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.